This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's been a long week with intensive nonstop coverage of the Boston Marathon bombings, but as this story has consumed the city and region for most of the past week, other news has pretty much dropped off the radar screen for understandable reasons. But we're going to try to catch up with at least one other story today, the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts, and begin the first in a series of candidate profiles.
So, for the next few minutes, we're going to meet Mike, as in the campaign slogan for Mike Sullivan, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate.
I'm known as Mike by everybody that knows me. The only person who ever called me Michael was my mom. No matter how many times I tried to say, "Hi, Mom, it's Mike," she'd always say, "Hi, Michael, and how are you?"
Sullivan's mom raised seven children while waitressing and catering on weekends. His dad was a telephone linesman. Sullivan, now 58, is a husband and father of four. He attended BC High School and, while working at Gillette, went on to Boston College and Suffolk Law School.
Sullivan began his public service career as a state rep. He became Plymouth County DA, U.S. Attorney, and for a brief period, Sullivan ran the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Sullivan is known as the law enforcement guy, especially in Brockton, where he served as DA and where WBUR's Martha Biebinger caught up with him on the campaign trail.
How you doing?
That's why.
Mike Sullivan, right in the United States Senate. How are you?
Right.
Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm a big Bruins fan, too, if that helps.
Well, good luck.
The gentleman with the Boston Bruins baseball cap takes a slick campaign brochure and moves past Mike Sullivan down Main Street in Brockton. Sullivan pauses, recalling days when Main Street was a magnet for shoppers and for teenagers falling in love.
I can remember as a kid, this road actually was two ways. When I first met Terry's from Brockton, we used to cruise up and down Main Street.
That's Terry, as in Sullivan's wife of 37 years. Today, many of the stores Sullivan walks by are closed. But John Marion of Tuxedos by Marion tells Sullivan Brockton has new energy with the opening of restaurants and a hair salon.
Yeah. And that's what creates it. I come up here, get my hair cut, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Our community is ready to burst open.
Sullivan moves from an easy banter to a critique of federal policies that he says squeeze the life out of small businesses.
And the economy obviously hasn't helped communities like the city of Brockton over the last several years. You know, this is where I think oftentimes government can best serve by listening as opposed to dictating.
Sullivan says that's what he did, listen. Back in the late 90s when he was Plymouth County DA, looking for ways to make Brockton as safe for kids as they were in his own hometown, Abington. He reached out to the mayor's office in Brockton, the school district, the local YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, and...
Working with business people, we opened up summer playgrounds to make sure the kids would have organized activities during the summer, safe environments. So, you know, these are just one of a number of examples where people work very hard, you know, to help kids make the right choices in life.
Sullivan says his work in Brockton is an example of how he focuses on issues, not political parties. The mayor Sullivan reached out to was a Democrat. The mayor's then chief of staff, Mary Waldron, says Brockton's crime rate dropped after Sullivan found money to create new programs for kids.
So they got fed, because many of them, when there was no school, they had no place else to go. So he really did bring together different businesses, as well as the social service agencies and youth agencies, to all be on the same team.
Some of the people Sullivan impressed in Brockton don't know what to make of the reputation Sullivan earned in his next job as U.S. attorney. Sullivan became known as Maximum Mike, not for putting shoe bummer Richard Reed in prison for life, which he did, nor for seeking the death penalty for convicted murderer Gary Sampson, which he did, but for all the minor offenses for which defense attorneys say he sought lengthy sentences. Robert Sheketoff is a longtime criminal defense attorney in Boston.
He was dogmatic. Doctrinaire, way too tough and inflexible.
Sheketoff recalls one former client charged with a minor role in a drug deal. Sheketoff says the prosecutor from Sullivan's staff suggested a lesser sentence.
But Mike Sullivan wouldn't let him do it. The judge went ballistic at the sentencing hearing and blasted the assistant United States attorney.
But the judge, based on the prosecution's recommendation, had little leeway and gave Sheketoff's client 20 years. In a separate case, federal judge William Young wrote that Sullivan's handling of one defendant, quote, reveals such callous indifference to innocent human life as would gag any fair-minded observer, end quote. Jerry Leone, a Democrat, who was Sullivan's first assistant attorney, defends his former boss. Leone says Sullivan followed the direction from the Bush administration when it came to sentencing.
But I never knew Mike to be inflexible or anything but open-minded. On a personal level, I came to know Mike Sullivan as a hardworking, humble guy.
And that's the character Sullivan hopes will resonate with voters who don't agree with his conservative positions. Sullivan's opposed to abortion and gay marriage, but said recently that he does not support the federal ban on gay marriage. On the campaign trail, Sullivan focuses on the federal deficit and the unfair burden he worries we are leaving for the next generation. With social or fiscal issues, Sullivan says voters don't expect to agree with him on everything, but they want to know they can trust his judgment.
My practice has always been to be completely forthright and honest with people, to say to people in private the same things I say to people publicly, and not to essentially have two messages depending on the audience. And I think that's what people are looking forward to, so that they can trust them in terms of, you know, whether or not they're really going to do, you know, what they've shared with them that they're going to attempt to do as a United States senator.
Yeah, we're going to go down to Vicente's. I'm going to, if there's enough room in the car with you, we're going to drive down there.
Sullivan's tour of Brockton continues as he counts down to the Republican primary on April 30th, when Sullivan will face Cohasset businessman Gabriel Gomez and State Representative Dan Winslow.
Our profile of Senate candidate Michael Sullivan was reported by WBUR's Martha Biebinger. And now back to our coverage of the fallout from last week's Boston Marathon bombings. Among the three people killed that day, 29-year-old Crystal Campbell. Her friends and family gathered for her funeral at St. Joseph's Church in her hometown of Medford today. WBUR's Fred Bever was there, and he joins us in the studio. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Can you tell us what the funeral services were like today for Crystal Campbell?
Well, it was, of course, a quiet occasion. Two funeral cars brimming with flowers showed up first, just after a motorcycle escort, and beautiful, bright springtime flowers. And there were hundreds of people there, both waiting online to get into St. Joseph's Church, and many people just watching from the other side. Some of them were there because there had been concerns that a fringe group was going to stage some sort of protest. There were a lot of union people and others there who were ready to try to push back against that. But that, thankfully, didn't materialize. And then the friends and family were brought in. The Crystal Campbell's coffin was brought in. There was firefighter honor guard giving a salute while the church bell tolled one by one.
And some of what we've read about her describe her as, you know, having this infectious smile and really enjoying sports. And she worked in the food industry. And she just seemed to be such a terribly happy person all the time. Is that what you heard from those who were remembering her today?
Yes, I spoke to one woman who knew Crystal Campbell because her daughter went to school with her and they grew up together. And she, like many other people, spoke about Crystal Campbell's outgoing personality and just how bubbly she was and how pleased she would be to have seen this service with so many people turning out.
To see thousands of people out here, oh my God, it would be just like Crystal to go out in a blaze of glory, you know? I mean, I don't want to see her gone, but this is just surreal, you know?
That was Crystal Campbell's childhood friend, Gail Robinson.
Okay. WBUR's Fred Bever telling us about the long lines at the funeral today for 29-year-old Crystal Campbell, one of the three victims in last week's Boston Marathon bombing. Fred, thanks very much for being with
us. Thank you.